This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A top American diplomat on Tuesday said the United States is trying to avert a greater war along the border between Israel and Lebanon, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. envoy Amos Hochstein was in Beirut following an escalation in cross-border fire between Israeli forces and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Hochstein said he had been dispatched to Lebanon immediately following a brief trip to Israel because the situation was, quote, serious. Last week, the group fired the largest volley of rockets and drones in the last 8 months after an Israeli strike killed a high-ranking militant commander. Hochstein has something of a track record in the region. In 2022, he helped negotiate the first-ever Israel-Lebanese accord on a maritime boundary between the two countries. But Hezbollah says it will not halt attacks on Israel unless there is a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. NATO is concerned about support Russia could provide for North Korea's missile and nuclear programs, the alliance's head said on Tuesday, as Russian President Vladimir Putin headed to the reclusive nuclear-armed country for the first time in 24 years.
We are, of course, also concerned about the potential support that Russia provides to North Korea when it comes to supporting their missile and nuclear programs.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg in Washington on Tuesday. U.S. President Joe Biden is taking an expansive election year step to offer relief to potentially hundreds of thousands of immigrants without legal status in the U.S. It comes after the Democratic president's own aggressive immigration crackdown at the southern border earlier this month that enraged advocates and many Democratic lawmakers. This is VOA News.